And as usual on Wednesday, we want to check in now on the world of sports. Here with us in studio is Radio Boston's Chris Siderick. Hi there, Chris.
Hi, Deb.
So I know it's the offseason for football, but I think we have to start with the story that Colin Kaepernick might be heading to the Patriots. Is that true?
So short answer, probably not. Okay. But there were some interesting pegs in the Kaepernick story over the last week or so. Remember, Colin Kaepernick and his former teammate Eric Reid both had lawsuits against the NFL, basically alleging that the league was colluding to keep them from being employed. Last Monday, Eric Reid signed a big money extension with the Carolina Panthers, 3 years, $22 million. And then on Friday afternoon, the league announced that it had settled both lawsuits with Kaepernick and with Reid. And Deb, with your journalist experience, what does that tell you? A Friday afternoon going into a holiday weekend.
This is a Friday news dump.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's let it get lost.
Yeah, so they wanted this story to go away. And it's interesting. We don't know the details of either settlement. Those have been sealed. But it's possible the NFL thought they might actually lose, or that evidence was going to come out that would make the league look bad or the owners look bad. Remember, last August, an arbitrator decided that there was enough evidence to proceed with these lawsuits. So there was something there, and clearly the league wanted it to go away.
Right. So why are then we hearing these reports that Kaepernick could come to the Patriots?
So that comes from Kaepernick's lawyer, Mark Garagos. He was on CNN over the weekend talking with Ana Cabrera, and he named three possible teams that Kaepernick might actually sign with, he predicted, in the next couple of weeks. He started with the Panthers, which kind of would make sense for a couple of reasons. As I said, they've already signed Eric Reid, so clearly they don't mind having one of the players involved in these protests on the roster. They also have some quarterback issues. Their quarterback, Cam Newton, ended the year on the shelf with some shoulder issues. But he also mentioned a name that you might recognize.
I'll make the bold prediction. You can save the tape. I think you're going to see within the next 2 weeks that somebody's going to step up. Somebody's going to do the right thing. You want me to predict too? I will tell you, besides the Panthers, it would not surprise me if Bob Kraft makes a move.
So it's coming from Kaepernick's lawyer. You have to take it with a grain of salt, obviously. It would surprise me, to be honest, if he ended up in a Patriots uniform. It's possible the league doesn't even want him back. There might be wording in his settlement that says he won't be employed by the NFL. And remember, this is the same league that, when Tom Brady challenged his 4-game suspension, took that legal case up to the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals, one step away from the Supreme Court. They clearly don't mind a long legal battle. You've also got Bob Kraft and Tom Brady have a relationship with Donald Trump, so there's a whole dynamic there. But ultimately, this is a team that doesn't allow its players to become a distraction. And I think that is probably the biggest factor, that if Kaepernick actually does come back into the league, the Patriots would never sign a player that would bring that kind of media circus with them.
What do you think this settlement means for the future of the NFL?
Well, it's a little unclear because we don't know what the settlement actually includes, what the language is. But I think it really kind of drives home the power structure in the NFL when you compare it to other leagues. If you look at the NBA, for example, that's a players' league. The players are the face of the league and really hold most of the cards when it comes to negotiating. The NFL is very much an owner's league. I'm reminded in 2017, Bob McNair, who owns the Houston Texans, during an owner's meeting actually said, quote, "We can't allow the inmates to run the prison." He later apologized for that, obviously. But I think it really kind of drives home that the owners are really the power holders in the NFL. And one other thing I want to point out on this story, I was really struck by a conversation that Michael Wilhoit, who is a linebacker on the 49ers with Kaepernick, mentioned on his podcast Schemed Up recently. He was talking about a conversation he had with Colin Kaepernick as Kaepernick started this protest movement.
You know, I was thinking about doing it with him. I was thinking about taking the knee as well with him. And he looked at me and he said, "Just know that if you're willing to do that, you might not play in this league ever again."
That's powerful.
He knew that then. He knew that then.
So, I mean, you can hear the raw emotion. These guys spend their entire lives trying to get to where they get to, and to know going into this that just by taking a knee on the sideline, he was putting that all in jeopardy, I think, really is pretty incredible.
Right. Well, let's talk now. Let's move on to the Celtics. Just had the All-Star break. What's the latest?
Well, so the All-Star break in the NBA comes about two-thirds of the way through the year. The Celtics will kick off the last third of the season tomorrow night on the road in Milwaukee against the Bucks. They have a real tough stretch coming up in their next seven games. Some of their opponents are the Bucks, the Toronto Raptors, Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors. Those are all in the top 10 in the league. It's a really important stretch for this team because they are essentially in a three-way battle with the Indiana Pacers and the Philadelphia 76ers for the 3, 4, and 5 seed. The 3 seed and the 4 seed will have home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. The 5 seed will not. So it's a really important stretch of games here.
And then last 40 seconds, how about those Bruins?
The Bruins are on a tear lately, and I'm loving it. They are 8-0-3 over their last 11 games. Trade deadline coming up next Monday. We'll see if they make a move. If they go all in, it could be a really interesting stretch run.
All right, Radio Boston's Chris Siderick. Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, writer Kristen Rupenian joins us to talk about her new collection of dark short stories. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.